Today, I'm going to take some time. I'm visiting Kapil Arora. Kapil, our friend, who is field ag engineer with Iowa State University Extension Outreach.
Yes, sir.
He got the whole work. He's done a lot of other things with Boone County and helped in a lot of different areas. Everything from nutrient reduction to compaction, and that's what we're going to talk about this time.
Yes, soil compaction, the hidden half of the plant.
That's good. I like that. I think it was about a year ago, I believe, you did had a compaction school. What, you called it like the lasagna?
Yes, we actually during the school have a lasagna, and as you can see on the flyer here, lasagna is a layering of gravel and soil layers. And as you drive on it, you can actually see how far down in the soil profile does the load on these axles of different sized equipment transfers down. So you can actually get a very visual observation of how the loading on the soil profile with depth. Definitely up on top, it's more.
And it is goes down. So are we going to be, would you have the same kind of thing this year as you had last year, where you'll have the cutout where people be able to see what it looks like? Or
Yes. Okay. We have the lasagna still in place. Actually, we built it big enough so we can use different faces of it as the years go by. So. Yes, we will have the lasagna there. We'll also have our soil sensors, which are basically load cells. Mm-hmm. And we have them buried up to 20 inches in depth at 8 inches each, I think it is. Sure. So we can actually even get physical readouts on what those loadings are as they are coming down into the soil profile.
So we want to mention, Kapil just comes and promotes doing this, but you have a lot of other people that do a lot of this work, right?
Well, I'm not the leader on compaction research at Iowa State. That is actually Dr. Mahari Tatiski. He's been doing this thing for the last 15, 20 years, I believe. And he came up with this idea of having the soil sensors at depth so you can actually physically measure how much load is transferring down. And he's got some good insights how the tires are different between fully inflated tires versus a deflated tire. How does that change the loading on the soil? Equipment's gotten bigger, and it's going to keep getting bigger. It's our desire to get more work done in a shorter amount of time. Mother Nature does not help. This fall, we have been blessed with relatively dry weather, and that gives us a longer window to get work done. But now you go back, I think 4 or 5 years ago, when fall was really wet, and then the crunch shows up. Well, you only have so many days to get the work done, and you want to be in the fields, and the conditions may not be the best, and those things show up. So how do you get the work done while minimizing the impact
of your harvest?
Now it's not that we're not going to do harvest. We can't leave it out there. You don't make money until that grain is in the bin.
There you have it.
I call it when the grain hits the bin, that's the Black Friday for the farmer.
There we go. Well, this year I'm not sure, but we'll see. Anyway, no, the big thing is we got to get the crop in. It needs to be done.
It needs to be done, and if the conditions are not the most optimum, how do we minimize the impact? We are going to create some compaction.
Yeah.
And how do you minimize? So inflating, deflating tires, definitely the tires that are out on the roads, they need to be roadworthy and DOT compliant.
Sure. Yeah.
But once you are in the field, can you reduce the tire pressures and get a bigger footprint whereby you actually spread the load out over a bigger surface area and still be able to get the work done and not damage the tire? And then when you are done, you inflate it back up, and then you are back to being roadworthy again.
So. And we know that we do have companies that this is their specialty. They work on these and where you can do it very conveniently right from your cab, I guess.
Yes, and there has been new things happening out there as well. This is AgriBrink here in Boone that actually sells an attachment. It's a centralized tractor inflation deflation system that you can buy separately and mount it on the tractor or on the implement tires, whichever way. But Fendt tractors have something similar. John Deere now also has something similar. So, and there are other companies as well who are in this game of inflation, deflation.
Getting the equipment that they use to help maximize their, actually, their product. Well, I wouldn't say their product. It's their business with the land.
Yes.
Again, you want to make sure because compaction does have its impact, literally.
Literally. And you can, the research has shown not just here in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, in U.K., they have actually been able to measure and I've seen research papers with anywhere from 10 to 20% yield loss happening just because of compaction. And it's really bad in years when the weather does not cooperate. You get into drier years, and that's where the roots need to go find water.
Yeah.
And if the roots hit this compacted zone, they are not able to actually penetrate it, and they grow more laterally.
Sure.
And then they just can't get to the water.
And there goes your yield.
And there goes the yield that's needed. Even if you have the kernels on the cob, your fill is hurt and you don't get it. And some of that showed up this year with the southern rust because plants terminated earlier and the fill wasn't there. So, this compaction is a real thing. And it does impact traffic patterns out in the field, impact how much load you're going to carry, impact. So,
let's talk a little bit so that we know. First of all, the school is coming up November 14th. We'll come back and repeat all this for everybody, too. But Soil Compaction School is on November 14th. We have a rain date in case, the 17th.
Yes.
You have limited number of participants, okay? Roughly about 50 or so, I think you tried to...
We that's about a good size between the number of instructors who are going to be there. So to be able to maintain a good student to instructor ratio so that everybody feels attended to, questions get answered, everything happens. We are at about 50 for maximum capacity at the school.
Okay, and I'm guessing you might already have a few signed up.
Yes, we do have people signed up. There is a registration fee for the school. It's $100 per participant. The school actually starts at about 8:30 with coffee and refreshments. We get going with our first set of presentations at 9 a.m. And we run till 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
We're going to do some classroom instruction first because we cannot demonstrate each and everything and all the research that has happened over the years. So we'll show how the root development happens, how compaction impacts roots. We'll actually have some riser boxes there, so with clear plexiglass so that you can actually see through the root profile and see how the roots have developed. We'll talk about differences in tires, tracks, and how the inflation pressure and the footprint makes a difference. Dr. Mahari Titiski is going to be the lead on that. And then I'm on the program as well, talk about ways to mitigate. Then we have lunch, which is included in the registration fee. And then after lunch, we are actually out in the field, and we'll have different tractors with tires, central inflation deflation system mounted, as well as tracks. So people can actually see the difference. We'll drive the vehicles, yeah. And we can actually measure some of those differences with cone penetrometers and actually physically see the differences that happen out in the field. And we get done around 4:30 that day. It is going to be a long day, but yeah. It's worth every bit of it. School is sponsored by Iowa Corn Growers Association, mm-hmm. as well as the Iowa Pork Producers. We do have support from Case New Holland, as well as Elder Corporation.
Okay.
We are in discussions with a few other tractor sure. providers to see if we can get their tractors at the field day as well.
Okay. The primarily, who are we looking for to attend this? Would it be just be a regular producer? Are you looking for some people that are involved more with the agronomic side? Or anybody?
Well, farmers are the first and the foremost targeted sure. in this, because they are the ones who are driving the equipment, and they are the ones who get to see the field conditions hands-on.
Yeah, okay.
And those would be the folks to be our first and foremost. Right alongside with them are all the specialty service providers.
Okay.
Agronomists.
We have a lot of those.
seed dealers, others yeah. who are in the system that are working with the producers, because the producer and those folks have real close relationships, and some of the decision making happens there. So those would be another mm-hmm. set of people that we want to see come through the school.
Sure. But primarily producers, really, if you're interested in something like that, and I'm guessing you might get a couple of them that will show up and they go back and share a lot of information with friends.
Yes,
and stuff like that.
And we actually have a few folks up in Hamilton County who came to the school last year,
yeah.
and they have gone back and started to make changes just based on what they learned at the school.
So that's why we do this. That's why you guys do this here, is to get that information out. So the Soil Machine Dynamics Lab and Field Extension Education Lab, folks, it's the farm.
Yeah, it's a research farm, and we have a couple places there where we'll do the classroom side of things, and then the Soil Machine Dynamics Lab has the space right there for the field activities to happen. That's where we have the lasagna and the soil sensors and the field space available to drive tractors.
Sure. My guess is I can't put the QR code up to the microphone. I'm sorry, folks, can't do that, but... registration, you'd like a registration and at least by the 10th?
Yes, we want folks to be registered by November 10th, because guess what? We're serving lasagna for lunch.
Ah, okay. You gotta know.
And the caterer wants to know how much
lasagna to make. Yeah. You can go online. Go.iastate.edu.
And just search. Just go online on any search engine and just search for Soil Compaction School, Iowa State University.
Okay.
And
it's
posted in multiple places, so it'll show up.
So, again, the sign-up. Try to do that. Register by November 10th. And I'm guessing all the fee coverage, everything else is included in the sign-up. So you go through that, all that information, too.
Yes. And if you need help, you can just walk into... the Boone County Extension Office. Ben Wilson is the county director there now, and a young, energetic guy. He's more than willing to help you out with any questions or anything you need. So we have plenty of sources available for you to get signed up if you're interested.
So does Mahari Tatiski?
Tatiski.
Tatiski.
Yeah.
Tatiski. Anyway. I mean, he's been doing this quite a while.
Yes.
A lot of accumulated information over the years. Like you said, he's the one that let's put the sensors in and do that.
Yes.
So there's, he's got information from 20 years ago to new information that we have now, and how much that's improved.
It has come along. So just like the central inflation deflation systems is a new branching out of the work over mm-hmm. the years. Not necessarily here at Iowa State, but at other land-grant universities sure. as well. So he's part of that brain trust, and I value his opinion, and he's going to be on the program, and he'll be with us all day, actually. He's working with me hands in hand, trying to pull this thing off.
All right. This will be our second soil compaction school. So people that might have attended last year could come back again if they wish.
Yes,
so,
yes.
New updated information, or here's the new things we got this year. And again, it's like you said, a couple of years ago, it was pretty wet out there. I remember a few guys that hit a wet spot in the field while they were doing beans. Didn't go well.
And I got a photograph shared with me here just yesterday that shows a combine stuck in the field up to its axles.
Oh, yeah.
So those spots exist out there, and soil moisture conditions sometimes may not be the best. And once you are in the field and you are driving, compaction is happening. And now the question is, how do you mitigate what has happened? There are thinkings out there, well, freezing and thawing will help out, which does not necessarily help out all that much. It may help more in the top layers.
Sure.
But deeper down.
Where the roots are going for water, right?
Yes.
And again, these are things that we all learn. It all maximizes the potential for success if you're being able to handle these right. Once again, the Soil Compaction School is coming up on November 14th, and they do have a rain date of November 17th, should we need it, so far this fall. Haven't had too many of those, but, and again, it is going to be at the our extension farm here, right south of United off Highway 30. But again, deadline to get your registration in November 10th. And really limited maximum of 50. I know that's what you're looking at, that much lasagna. Again, it's one of those already. We've had some people register, so don't delay. If you're interested, want to find out more information, new information, again, you can always call, too. You guys are available, too. Answer phone calls and emails, too. So check the Soil Compaction website.
Perfect. That would be the most ideal. We have more details available there, some publications on soil compaction as well. Right. So there's information available, not just about the school, but in general as well.
Sure. Capel Arora, again, our guest on the program today, field ag engineer with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Jim, thank you for having me on here. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and have a good informed discussion about topics like soil compaction.